The Marching Roundtable is proud to be an official media partner of Drum Corps International.
This course is offered to anyone. There's free podcasts, there's free webinars. There's so much education out there that it's great that I am even exposed to this. And I'm constantly telling people, I'm like, you got to go check this out. You got to go check out this website. You got to go check out these specific podcasts and these webinars, because that's going to make them a better educator. And I have to share. Like, I just really want to encourage older educators that are more experienced to, one, share their experiences, and two, go get educated again. Like, your education can never stop, especially in the music arts, because marching arts and music is what we're doing. It's just, it grows too fast, and it's more meaningful to you. You'll learn more, and you'll be able to be a better educator for the students.
That's Kagan Lambert, a college student at the University of Oklahoma and a member of the Blue Coats. She recently supplemented her studies by taking the online course, Winning Design, Guidance from a Master, a course featuring the expertise and advice of Scott Chandler, the program coordinator for the Blue Devils and one of the most successful designers in our activity. Kagan shares her favorite parts of the course and how it inspired her as a student and instructor.
There were little things here and there every single time where I was like watching videos, or like every few minutes I'd be like, that's eye-opening. Like, I was just like, I need to write this down. I need to like think about this, like sit down and like actually think about it and follow through. And a lot of the activities following the videos were very helpful. And I was like reflecting on how I teach now and how I was taught and who I teach with. And I've just been thinking a whole lot about my path as a music educator and a color guard director.
A course chock full of great information you could use today with your own group. There's a link to the course where this podcast is located at marchingroundtable.com, or go to marchingartseducation.com and click on courses. Stay tuned at the end of this podcast for a special offer and giveaway. Be inspired by this conversation and by the coursework with Scott Chandler, now available at marchingartseducation.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Marching Roundtable Podcast. This is Tim Hinton, the Beast of the Marching Arts. Thank you so much for listening. I'm so happy today to be talking to this young woman, Kagan Lambert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So you are in your dorm room at the University of...
Oklahoma.
That's what I was, for some reason, I was like, wait, I think it's Oklahoma. Well, yes. Awesome. And so what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, wonderful. And what are you studying?
I'm studying music education, instrumental.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, I know you as a color, in my head, I have you as a color guard member at the Blue Coats. That's like where I have you pegged in, but clearly, what's your instrument?
I play flute primarily, and then I also do color guard and winter guard, like all through high school. That's what I did. I just did both, and it was really great. My instructors were great. They worked with me very well. They were allowed me to do both and exceed to the ability that I needed to be in both, which was really great.
Well, it's very cool. So I have to ask you first off, excuse me, as a flute player, what do you think of the whole Lizzo phenomenon?
I think it's cool. Like, she is totally like bringing a different side of music to our arts like community,
right.
And it's really cool that she's doing that. I think it's bringing a lot of publicity, which is really great.
I wonder if playing flute has ever been more cool than it is right now. I mean, there have been times when there were cool flute players in the past. I don't mean to like.
But not as stylistically. It's like she's doing it to a different level, which is really cool. Yeah, she's bringing it to like a pop music, which is, I don't even know if we've seen that yet, where flute is in like a pop culture music.
Yeah, it's very cool. I mean, the other day on the Grammys, if I'm correct, her flute sort of appeared flying down from the sky. So
it did. It was really cool. I was like, okay, we need some flames now.
Exactly. I'm trying to figure out how we can get flutes to appear from the sky in marching band shows, and I think we'll be all set. But anyway, that's a total detour. I first became aware of you because you were one of the finalists in our Marching Arts Education Scholarship competition we had last year. And then even more interesting than that was we gave away some free tickets to DCI, and your parents won those tickets, right?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was definitely like one of the highlights of my summer, and I wasn't even like with them, they were just, it was totally funny. I remember where I was and everything when I like found out all this was happening. Like, I don't usually check my emails when I'm on tour because it's just a lot. But for some reason, I checked my email and I was like, I was on the list because I was on the scholarship thing. And so I saw it and I was like, oh, enter to win. And I was like, okay, I'm like, might as well, like, whatever. My parents, they kind of need to be educated about what I'm doing. Like, they don't really have a whole lot, but it would be really cool if they came and saw. And so I sent a little email, and then we were at, I'm pretty sure it was the Atlanta Regional at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I got an email back and you were like, they won. I contacted them and I was like, I don't know. Like, how did you contact them? I didn't even send you their info. And then I texted my dad and I was like, hey, did you get an email or something from Tim? And he was like, yeah, we won. We'll see you in Indy. And he like sent my mom and my foster brother at the time, like holding up these big, like, block letters that said BLOO. And I was like, I called them and I was like, what? And my mom was like, yeah, he said that there was only two finalists and it was like between both of us. And I was like, well, that's crazy because it was for the same person. So that worked out really great. I was so happy that they got to do that. And they had the best time ever. It was really great. So thank you so much for getting that out. I was
no,
such
well,
a
of course. Awesome. We were excited that we were able to bring them to the, you know, to see you perform at finals. And holy cow, that Blue Coats show, I just loved every second of it. How lucky you must have been to be able to march that show all summer. Had to be just a joy every day.
Oh, it was not a day of work. It really wasn't. It was just a blessing to be there. And it was just so much fun. Every single day we were just having fun. But just sometimes it's hard to have fun when you're on tour, but it was not hard. It was easy.
Well, I love that show. And I guess you're marching again, if I remember right.
I am marching, yeah. I have two more summers left. So willingly, I will be able to march until 2021.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to seeing you out there on the field. So we are here to talk about this course that we've had for a while up on our site at Marching Arts Education. It's called Winning Design Guidance for Master. It's actually all from Scott Chandler, who, of course, is the wonderful program coordinator for the Blue Devils, has 22 consecutive years of world-class champions for it's so ridiculous to say that, for Winter Guard International. And he was nice enough to, you know, talk with me over a period of time, and we created 5 hours of video information about his process, things about how he designs shows, how he instructs, how he coaches, how he works as a program coordinator, his process, the creative process, what he thinks about competition, like all of these aspects. And so thank you for taking the time to go through the course and experience all of it. So let me just ask you up front, what was your response to this course?
My initial response, just like when I first started and it just basically said Scott's like bio, I was like, this is insane. Like I'm about to learn so much. And it was just a great experience. Like I took so many notes. It's crazy. I'm going to keep these forever going through my education. And when I start, I do teach now, but when I start teaching, like for real, it'll be such a help. And I've learned so much. I feel like I just am not to like say I'm ahead of my peers, but I've taken this class, and I've also been doing a lot of studying since this. It's like gotten me very motivated. I am like on fire for this right now. And I think it's just definitely because of the course and the book, for sure.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, his book is wonderful. And this course is sort of based off of that book. So tell me, why should somebody, like you just talked about how it was motivating to you. What part of the process was it, just from hearing from Scott or the things he was saying? Like, what was it that got you so excited that somebody else might be able to experience?
I think just like there were little things here and there every single time where I was like watching videos, or like every few minutes I'd be like, that's eye opening. Like I was just like, I need to write this down. I need to like think about this, like sit down and like actually think about it and follow through. And a lot of the activities following the videos were very helpful. And I was like reflecting on how I teach now and how I was taught and who I teach with. And I've just been thinking a whole lot about like my path as a music educator and a color art director, like how I can gain experience, because that's pretty much what I took from mostly, was like gaining experience and like being there and doing the thing physically. That's going to make you a better educator. That's just how it is. Like, you can go to school for as many years as you want, but there's things that I learned in this course that I can't learn from university, just because it's different experience from different people.
Yeah, absolutely. I love how he talks about his starting point and the experience that he gained and how valuable it was. And he was like, you know, he talks about how he started out and like he's getting coffee. And he's like, really? Like, I'm here to work with this world-class color guard, and I'm the guy that has to get the coffee. But his point was, that's where you start. You know, you can't start teaching the rifles tricks. You start by being the grunt guy and just being there, right?
Yeah, that's honestly where you learn the most. They're the small places. And I've definitely been fortunate where I come from a larger school, and I've had very good training. And I was able to march blue coats and still able to, and I have amazing instructors there, and I've been able to teach at really great schools in Oklahoma. So I've definitely been very fortunate and blessed, but there are times where I'm like, I'm doing the small work and I'm just sitting back and watching and taking note. And that's definitely where you get most of your learning from.
I love that you just said that exact thing. You're doing the small work and then you're sitting back and you're watching and learning. And that is how this really works. That's where everybody needs to start. And I think sometimes when you're first starting out, that's not where you want to start. Like, you want to get in the middle of it. But the point is, you need to be ready. And if somebody like Scott Chandler, who's been perhaps the most successful designer ever, if he's talking about, it was valuable for me to go slow and stand back and watch and learn from the mentors that he had, it reminds you that there's value in being a little bit patient, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Did you have a part of the course? There's so many different topics that are here. I mean, I'll just list some of them. He talks about gaining experience. Everything is dance, designing, instructing, and coaching, the context there, deciding if an idea can be a concept, his design process. He talks about working as a program coordinator, his creative process, and how, you know, certain things that he does to make decisions as he's working through show ideas. There's lots and lots of helpful information for anybody, whether you're an instructor or a designer or both. Did you have a part that really struck you, like one of these particular topics that resonated the most?
I think definitely the experience part, because it was like the beginning of the course, and we're talking about experience, and they were like, it just kind of opened me up to, like, I had never really had the thought of, like, all I have to do is ask to go and teach somewhere, or I have to ask if, hey, can I come watch your rehearsal, or can I come to a contest and anything like that, and like watch you perform or be around your students for the day or whatever. And it's not like, I definitely, that is one of the things that I am so bad at. I am just so bad at asking for help. I'm always like, I want to do everything myself and I want to make sure that I do it. But that's not going to make you the best. That's going to actually hurt you. And so after I finished the first couple videos or the first couple modules, I like got to thinking, like, I'm in Oklahoma, and maybe that's not the powerhouse of marching band, but that doesn't matter. Like, I have so many opportunities here where I am that I need to definitely get on right now. So one of my mentors is Jackie Gilley. She lives in OKC, and she's really close to me. And she's definitely been there for me, like in high school and marching. She's so great. And so and she's always emailing me and saying, watch this course, or like, watch this podcast, like, from you. And it's awesome. So great. I'm like, I'm on it. So
awesome.
I messaged her one day and I was like, hey, I want to know, like, I know you're judging some contests this fall. Can I come and mentor you for the day? Because I have no idea. I don't know anything about judging. I like barely teach. I like teach color guard, and I teach winter guard and some flute here and there, but I don't know anything about judging and I don't know how it works. And I'm like, that is definitely the key to what we're doing, is if you know how the judges are judging and you know how it's working and you know how they're seeing things, that's like 3 points. Like,
yeah,
I'm just free education. So I asked her and she was like, yeah, that's totally fine. Let me tell you the days. And I was like, this day works for me. And she goes, okay, well, we're actually having Michael Cesario come. So how about you like shadow him? And I was like, I mean, I can do that. So I got to shadow him for a day and just be his like personal assistant for one of the Mustang contests here in the fall. And that was, I just had that idea from just like a couple modules into the course. And I was like, all I have to do is ask for like help and see what I can do. And I learned an enormous amount of things just from that one contest and judging. And he was just like walking me through things. And he is just amazing. He's a great educator and a great judge. So yeah, that was definitely one of my biggest things. And I'm constantly doing that still. I'm always like, do you guys need help with your dance program? I can come and watch and give you some pointers. Like, you know, just like Oklahoma, I'm always texting Jackie, like, you said this group needs help. Do they need, what do they need? I can work on a day. I can come for a day and we can work through stuff. And that's just helping me. That's just, I want to gain experience. Like, I want to get as much education as I can while I'm in college, because that's when my brain is still developing. I'm going to retain these things, and that's how I'm going to be the best educator, is just asking and gaining experience from that.
Well, that's phenomenal. I have to tell you that Jackie Healy is one of my favorite human beings on the planet. I think she's so wonderful. Yeah. And yes, that's wonderful that she is giving you advice and that you're having that communication with her. And the fact that you got mm-hmm. to spend a day with Michael Cesario, I mean, that had to be like being at the circus, really. He's so amazing.
Amazing. It was definitely the highlight of my fall, for sure.
That's wonderful. And I love that, I mean, if that was all you got from this course material was the sort of encouragement to take chances, ask, can I come, whatever, because people can always say no, that's not, you can't, but there's right. but there's nothing lost there. So
exactly.
You ask, can I come do this, can I come watch your rehearsal, can I come shadow you? I think that's just brilliant. Very, very exciting. So what about some of the design topics that he talked about, his creative process or the way he makes design decisions? Was there any nuggets there that stuck out to you?
Well, when they were talking about drill and how basically they just do it organically, like they don't write anything down. That's what I'm seeing a lot. Like we also do that. We do that at the Blue Coats. We do that at both of the schools that I teach at. We didn't used to do that for a while. We had actual drill pages and we had the flick folder and the binder, and you had to get like a full binder. My first year at Blue Coats, we had a binder. And you had to have it in your field bag, and it was your drill, and that was it. But we don't have that anymore. We, you know, use UDB, and there will be days where we just go out on the field and we just move around, and they're up in the box telling us where to go all organically. And it might seem like, as an instructor, like especially for high school, that it's just kind of like taking a long time or a waste of time, because sometimes you'll make an entire part of the show and it's not, you write the choreography and you get it all the drill down and you're like, that's ugly. Like, you cannot write that. That does not go at all.
Right.
And so that sometimes it feels like it's a waste of time, but in reality, like you can't get to the good part and the good ending until you have a rough patch in the middle or whatever it is for you. So yeah, when he was talking about drill, that's definitely one of my weaknesses. Like, there is a class that I think I will be taking in the future at school where it's like teaches you how to use like pieware, like all of those drill things like that. When that's good to know, because yes, the kid, like high school kids, depending on where you teach, they do need, like they need dots. Like they need to know exactly where they're going. But yeah, it's like the organic process is definitely what's going to take it to the next level, even in high school. And that's going to help your kids be more like patient. They're going to be able to understand like the arts a lot better, just in general, without being like, okay, you're splitting and two behind lash. Like it's like not so technical. Yeah.
Right. And the thing that's interesting is that shows now are hybrids of this. So we definitely have parts where we have drill and sets to hit, but then there are also parts of shows where it is very organic and it's created on the fly. And as a drill designer, I know sometimes I will just leave a stretch, like here's the next 32 counts, and everybody end up here, and we're going to figure out how to build that on hand. So you have to be able to have both skills. And I love that there's a part of this course with Scott Chandler where he talks about that process that they use at the Blue Devils. But that, of course, is like the ultimate level. What you're doing at Blue Coats and what they're doing at Blue Devils, et cetera, et cetera. That's like the ultimate level of that organic process. But as you said, there are parts of that that you know you can use with your guard, with the marching band you're working with, and having that exposure and having that understanding of how it works is great. So I love that you had that as a takeaway.
Yes.
Cool. Anything like, so just some other nuggets or highlights from the course that you found helpful that you might want to share?
Well, I loved whenever when you guys brought in like special guests, like Jay Murphy and,
Kathy Wood comes in there.
Yeah. And yeah, it was so great that we were able to do that, because there's just so many more connections that we have, and we're just sharing all of our knowledge. Kind of going back to the experience thing, hopefully I don't spend too long on this, but I think that it's really great that it's offered, like this course is offered to anyone. Like you can, and even there's free podcasts, there's free webinars, like there's so much education out there that I don't think, like, I mean, it's great that I am even exposed to this, and I'm constantly telling people, I'm like, you gotta go check this out, you gotta go check out this website, you gotta go check out these specific podcasts and these webinars, because that's gonna make them a better educator, and I have to share, like, it just has to be great. And also for people who are older than me that are been in the field for a long time, like, they've been teaching for probably since I've been born, and they're doing the thing, and it can get difficult, like, you can get in a moment where it's just like years go by and you're just like, I don't even know like what I'm doing. And it's really important. I wish more older educators would do this, go and get more experience and go and get more education, because the arts change every year. Like every year it changes and it just keeps growing, and it's so hard to keep up with it. And if you're not watching these webinars and you're not being educated with drum corps, indoor, like concert bands, and you're not being educated with those higher groups, then you're behind, like even a year, just even missing a year, it's really difficult. So I just really want to encourage like older educators that are more experienced to, one, share their experiences, and two, go get educated again. Like your education can never stop, especially in the music arts, because marching arts and music of what we're doing, it's just, it grows too fast, and it's more meaningful to you. You'll learn more and you'll be able to be a better educator for the students. And it's that's what it's about. It's about how can you give them the best education, and how can you make it's, you know, it's a competitive art. Like that's what we're doing. We're competing either in concert band or marching, and it's how to be competitive whenever the arts is growing this fast. And they're like, oh, it's really hard. It's so difficult, but it's so easy as well, because you can just come online and you can just search it. And then there you go, watch a video every night and you're learning so much. That's definitely a huge takeaway. And I want to like share that.
I appreciate that very much. And you're right. And what's especially those of us that have been around a while, the activity has changed so much so quickly. I mean, you're in the middle of it, and you can even tell year to year there's something new, there's something being done differently.
Yes.
And so you have to keep up. And you're right. There are resources like what we're trying to provide here at our site that can help people sort of keep up. I love that you know that already as such a, you know, just starting your career, but you're already aware that you need to keep paying attention and keep learning the whole time through.
Yeah. I think another point that I also really like was towards the end when it's talking about competition, and it's just small things like when you guys talked about going into warm up and just being friendly and like all that kind of stuff. It's crazy. Like it is difficult. Like you got to go, you're at a random school, you got to find a place to warm up. And it happens in high school too. Like you got to find a place to warm up. And I think in high school, it can be more petty. I don't know if that's like the right word to use, but maybe more petty, like maybe a little more immature, like in warm up. Cause sometimes you're like, oh, like there's our competing school over there, don't look at them, or, you know, like silly stuff right. like that. It right. happens in drum corps sometimes, but I think that it would be really great if we could just change that culture completely and just start teaching our kids, like, warm up is your time. Like, that is your space to, like, that's your space to get ready. And yeah, your competitors are over there, but like, just like, smile at them. Like, they're about to go have a show and they need, like, they need good luck too. They need that wind to stop. They need, like, no sirens to drive by when they're playing, and like, just like you do. So it'd be, right. it's, I think we can, like, that's definitely something I'm going to start teaching my kids. Like, warm up is your time, but don't be thinking about the other people. Like, just give them a nice smile when you see them and then go back to your business. And if you drop, you drop. If you, that's fine. Like, it is your time. Get it all out now. And definitely don't be, hatred. Like, don't have hatred towards each other. And that's just so silly.
Yeah, no, Scott talks about that, how if the people at the top of the activity are all friendly and they don't worry about their competition because they know they're doing their job and they can be friends with each other. And I think you're right. When you have younger people who maybe don't understand that concept and they can get into some of that sort of attitude stuff, it's not the point. And Scott does a great job in the course of talking about that. And he, one thing he says that I love is he says, if he wins a contest, he wants everybody that he's competing against to be fantastic too, because he doesn't want to beat everybody on an off day. He wants to beat everybody when they're doing fantastic. And I love that concept. Like, he wants everybody to be good.
Yeah. I have that written down, in my 30 pages of notes somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to win on someone's off day. Cause that's not genuine. They had 20 people sick. Like, they didn't have a true performance. And so how can we tell who's the best and who's not? That's like definitely a really great point to have.
Cool. All right. Well, anything else before we go that you wanted to share from your notes or from your experience with the course? I love that you were so excited about it, that you felt like you got so much value out of it. I love that we're encouraging everybody to continue learning. And this course is certainly one way they can do that. Anything else you wanted to say before we go about the course or any other points that you learned from Scott?
No, just thank you for making this course, and thank you to Scott, and thank you to everyone who chimed in and was able to do the webinar. And I hope that we can start like spreading this to be bigger in the community, because it's really important for everyone to watch these videos and you just listen to them in the car or whatever, because that's the way we can, we're all going to like move together as one collective art. So yeah, thank you so much for allowing me to take this course, and I learned so much, and it's great. It was a great experience.
Well, I can't wait to see you out on the field this summer, and everybody will be rooting for you now that we've heard from you. And again, thank you for taking the time to go through the course, for talking to me about it. I do think there's a lot of really valuable information there, and I hope everybody will check that out and look it up. So you are awesome. I can't wait to follow your career. If there's anything I can ever do, let me know. And we will all be watching your career as you move on to be a band director or instructor and all those different roles that you're going to be taking in the future. So thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Tim.
There's a link to the course where this podcast is located at marchingroundtable.com. This is your host, Tim Hinton, the beast of the marching arts. And because you heard this podcast, you have the chance to get free access to this course. The first 5 people to send an email to me at tim@marchingroundtable.com will get free access to the Scott Chandler course. There are also many other courses available at marchingartseducation.com, including the Dynamic Marching Band Online Marching Methods course, the Matt Harloff Collection, Ethics and Risk Management, Drill Design, Amplification and Sound Systems, and Creating a Career as a Designer and Instructor. Find all of this at marchingartseducation.com.
If you're a business that works with band directors, marching bands, color guards, or drum lines, you should sponsor podcasts at the Marching Roundtable. Our listeners are the exact audience you're trying to reach, and with thousands of podcast downloads each month, it's a great way to directly reach your target audience. For more information, click on the sponsorship opportunities link at marchingroundtable.com or email tim@marchingroundtable.com. You can grow your business and help support what we're doing here on the podcast.